$500,000 libel suit brought by a Kentucky high schooler. Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman claims the paper's coverage of him and his fellow students' confrontation with an American Indian activist in January was defamatory and false. In its motion to dismiss the suit, the Post says its stories were accurate and the teen has no cause of action for libel against the newspaper. Sandman has also sued CNN for defamatory coverage. And Disney is set to unveil details of its anticipated streaming service today. It holds the rights to some of the most popular and recognizable entertainment franchises in the world. From Star Wars to Pixar movies, the service is set to launch later this year, and we know it's going to be called Disney Plus. A subscription price, though, has not yet been announced. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can improve your FICO score like one listener did. I'll have 12 strategies to help you get ahead of your competition this year. I'll have tips on how to drive people to your website, and I'll have 10 ways to get you to stop procrastinating. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I'll be taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 46 degrees at 12:05, and today it'll be partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 55 and a low of 40. For tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a high of 69, then rain moves in the evening with a low of 57. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 76, showers late in the day with a low of 54. And for Sunday, it's going to be cloudy with a high of 67 degrees, a low of 57, showers and thunderstorms likely later in the evening. So it looks like a little soggy weekend coming up here in central New Jersey.
Taking care of business.
And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently down 57.39 to 26,099.77. The Nasdaq down 15.82 to 7948.43. S&P 500 down 3.65 to 2884.56. Oil down $1.11 to $63.50 per barrel. And gold is down $16.30 to $1,297.60 an ounce. All right, well, I want to thank you for joining me this week as we get together for another edition of Taking Care of Business. A lot going on in the business world, a lot going on in my world as well. We are on what we call baby watch in my family, as my daughter-in-law is due to deliver our first grandchild any day, so looking forward to that. Can't wait to welcome Braden Michael into the family. And again, could be any day. They're at the doctor's right now, so hoping to get that phone call in the next couple of days. And then on Saturday, I'm going to be heading over to York, Pennsylvania, and talking to the Salem College Alumni Association. Looking forward to getting together with those folks. If you're listening to the program right now, chances are you have a browser open on your computer. You're listening on your cell phone or tablet. And what we'd ask you to do is also open up another browser and go to Facebook and like the page for this show. It's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow the page so that you can get updates every week as it pertains to this program and any updates that are happening in the business world that I think are of interest. We'll post there first. I want to apologize for the way My voice is sounding today. Allergies kicked in this week, heavy here in central New Jersey, and a lot of people complaining about how the symptoms are hitting them pretty hard, fast and hard. At this time during the program, every week we have what we call the business quote of the week, and it's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And it comes to us today. I usually pick either a celebrity, a political figure, religious figure, someone famous. I'm not sure who this gentleman is, but I did like the quote. His name is Ryan Alice, and he says, "Have the end in mind, and every day make sure that you're working towards it." And you know that I'm always talking about goals, and I believe I have a story here today on achieving goals. We started with the first show of the year, talking about your goals for this year and how they had to be specific and measurable. And once you have that, now all of a sudden it's easier to work towards it. And there's an axiom about golf that works the same way. So have the end in mind and every day make sure you're working towards it. So whether that's, I want to grow my business by X percentage, I want to grow my business by X amount of dollars, then work towards that. So let's say you had a goal of $100,000 to grow your business. You know in retention what you should be doing year after year. So now what do you need to do to gain that extra $100,000? Is it more marketing? Is it having more sales? Is it bringing in new product? Is it diversifying your product line? Whatever you have to do, as long as you're working towards that goal, it makes it easier to achieve. Now, in golf, there's another way of looking at it. Let's say you're playing a par 5 hole. A lot of times people will come up to the tee and they'll say, well, it's 510 yards to the hole. And so, well, I'm going to pull out my driver. Well, that's actually the wrong way to play the hole. What you want to do is work your way backwards from the cup at the green to the tee and figure out where do you want to put the ball in relation to the cup on the last shot. So let's say you want to be within 5 feet of the cup. From there, then you work yourself backwards. And how do you work yourself backwards? What would your approach shot be to get you to that 5 feet? So let's say it's 150 yards. That puts you somewhere in the fairway, leaving you now with about 350 yards to get there. Now, is that drivable, or is it maybe a two shot to make that happen? But instead of hitting towards, and then maybe you're leaving yourself with a 75-foot putt, work your way backwards on every hole. How do you get from the cup to the tee rather than from the tee to the cup? So have the end in mind and every day make sure you're working towards it, is the quote by Ryan Alice today, the business quote of the week. And hopefully that may be a mindset that you can be working with that helps you achieve your goals. I want to talk to you for a minute about your FICO score. This is something that not everybody likes to talk about, depending on their personal situation. But a friend of mine brought it up to me the other day. She posted on Facebook that she was very proud of the fact that her credit score was now 701. And again, very proud of that. After years of hard work, she had gone through a nasty divorce. She mounted a lot of debt, and she was now paying that off on a steady basis, and she was finally able to get above the 700 plateau, and she said that, you know, that had taken several years in order to do. So credit scores range from between 300 and 850, and they're broken out this way. From 300 to 559, that would be what they call a poor FICO score. From 580 to, or from 560 to 669, that's a fair credit score. From 670 to 739, where my friend is now, that's considered a good credit score. Very good would be between 740 and 799. Excellent would be between 800 and 850. And these numbers fluctuate almost on a weekly basis, depending on payment history and things like that. The most important part, excuse me, of building and maintaining a healthy FICO score is to stay current on your mortgage, any auto loans, credit cards, or other personal debt you may have. Excuse me. Nevertheless, managing delinquencies is possible to minimize the damage of an occasional late payment. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All right. Sorry about that. I do apologize. As I mentioned, the allergies are kicking in, so it gets to you. So nevertheless, managing delinquencies is possible to minimize the damage of an occasional late payment. The following four considerations will help. Exceeding 60 days past due is treated differently than exceeding 30 days past due, so don't miss two payments. Your FICO score will start improving the moment that you bring your accounts current. The number of delinquent accounts matter, and delinquencies typically fall off your personal credit report after 7 years. Also, high credit limits. So let's say you have a $10,000 credit card, but you're carrying $7,000 in a balance. Credit card companies want to see about a 30% balance, not 70 or 80 or 90. You don't want to max out that credit card. So you want to keep your balances as low as possible. Now, although your personal credit score doesn't represent your business credit worthiness, it will likely be part of how most small business lenders evaluate your business loan application. So with that in mind, small business owners need to not only make sure they take actions to build a strong FICO score, they also need to be careful not to unintentionally do anything that will lower their score. So here's a little inside baseball that will help you avoid inadvertently doing something that will negatively impact your score. First, manage your delinquencies. Because so much of your FICO score is dependent upon how current you are with your debt obligations, it probably goes without saying that you need to keep on top of your mortgage, auto loans, credit cards, and other personal debt. However, here are four other things you should know that will help you better manage delinquencies and minimize the damage when you are delinquent. Exceeding 60 days past due is treated differently than exceeding 30 days past due. And if circumstances require you to miss a payment, don't miss the second one. If you do, or if you know you're going to, call your credit card company and explain to them the situation. And they might even say, let's say you owe the minimum balance is $400. They might say, can you make at least a $100 payment? If you take the initiative first and you go to them and say, look, I can't do the full $400. Can you take $100? If it's a one-time deal, they'll work with you without a negative impact. If it's progressive, then chances are you're going to get hit with a credit ding. Your FICO score, as I mentioned, will start to improve every time you bring an account current. Now, the score is measuring the time since your last delinquency in months, so bringing the account current quickly will start improving your score. Delinquencies impact your score less and less as time passes after you bring the account current and keep it there. Minor delinquencies don't hurt you much after a couple of years, meaning when they say the payment is due on the 12th of the month, what they're actually telling you is that money has to be in their system by the 12th of the month. Don't write the check on the 11th and mail it to a company in California because it's not going to get there for 5 days. You would have to send that check on the 7th to make sure that it hits their bank in time. Delinquencies impact your score less and less, as I mentioned, as time passes. The number of delinquent accounts matter. If you can contain delinquency to just one account, it will help minimize the damage to your FICO score. Delinquencies typically fall off your personal credit report after 7 years. Nevertheless, charge-offs and certain types of bankruptcies can stay on for 10 years. Of course, the best-case scenario is to avoid delinquencies altogether, but that can sometimes be difficult. If you do have to make a late payment, hopefully this advice will help you manage the damage to your FICO score today so it doesn't severely impact your score down the road. So the big takeaway here is, and there's a couple different ways to play the game. Obviously, you want to pay your bills on time. Keep them manageable. Keep your credit debt low. Also, call the credit card companies if there's going to be a late payment. Let you be in front of it and say, here's what's happened. I have a vendor or I have a customer that owes me money. They've just notified me it's going to be late. You'll be the first person paid. That's a good way to stay in front of your credit because then it's noted. And if you say, I will pay you by the 15th of the month, then obviously, do everything you can to make that payment. If you hold up your end of the bargain, no harm, no foul. there are certain companies that don't report to the credit card agencies, and you're going to want to know who that is. Typically, your personal bank won't report you to the credit card agencies or to the FICO scorekeepers. So if you know that, I'm not saying don't pay them, but what I'm saying is pay somebody else first. American Express, a lot of your gas and gas cards will report you to Equifax and others. But if you know that there's a card that if you had to be late on, you could. Still not a great practice, but at least, you know, pay the ones that you know are going to report any late payments. And it's always a good idea, at least once a year, to pull your credit report, your full report. And a lot of them are now being offered for free because of so many data breaches. So going to nav.com, Equifax, TransUnion, and requesting or Credit Karma is a great way for you to find out the health of your credit and also to find any potential problems. Is somebody using a card and that you're not paying attention to and causing you bad debt as a result? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. When I come back, we'll talk about 12 strategies that you need to get ahead of the competition this year. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime. Working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program for going on 7.5 years now. So, and again, glad we can get together every Thursday to talk about issues that affect your business. Just like the one earlier, the FICO score. That was brought to me by a listener who had struggled for years with her credit. And after going through a nasty divorce, that hurt her credit even more. And so she has been what she describes as kicking and scratching and clawing her way back up to get her credit score back into the good range. And she's, you know, looking now to go even further. So good luck to her. Now I want to talk to you about your competition and strategies that you can use to get ahead of your competition this year. This doesn't have to wait. It doesn't have to be something you plan for a long time. This is stuff that you can start implementing right now. Now, if you want to stand out from the competition, think outside the box and pay attention to which ideas create success for your brand. Attracting new customers is often the result of how you stand out from the competition. No matter what industry you're in, there are a few techniques that allow you to draw in more clients than you ever thought possible. Surveys show that small business optimism is at a 10-year high, with some drops in confidence in January of 2019, but steady growth. So if you're in the percentage of those surveyed with strong optimism, then now might be the time to grow as an entrepreneur and expand your operations. And you'll need a robust plan to forge ahead. Here are 12 key strategies and advice that I've used to help you get from where you are to miles ahead of your nearest competition. First, I want you to study the competition. This is one thing that a lot of people don't do. They don't study their competition. And by that, I mean you've got to do a deep dive. Now, before changing your business for the better, you must figure out what you're doing right and what needs improving. So spend time studying your competition, what strategies work well for them, and are there any key elements that you're missing? So first, look in-house. Look at your business. Figure out what it is that you do better than anybody else and accentuate that. If there's an area of your business that you feel needs improvement, sometimes it's communications with the customers, sometimes it's your workflow scheduling, sometimes it's having the right people in the right positions, fix that first. I had lost several clients to a competitor, and when asked, these past customers stated it was due to a lack of communication. So look at your customer service and your account management teams and see where you might improve on staying in touch with your clients. Now, we've always prided ourselves that when a person submits an order, we work on the order and we get it done. What we didn't realize was that our clients were looking for even the simplest of acknowledgments. Received your order. It'll be ready on the 14th. We'll call you with any questions. At least now they know the email was received. Periodic communications. Is this the right logo that you wanted to use? I've run out of this particular product. Can we substitute it with something else? That's the type of communication that your customer wants. Once we started doing that, not only did we get the other customers back, we gained more as a result. We talked about this earlier in the year, and that is setting SMART goals. Now, don't just set a goal or two, but set a SMART goal. SMART is an acronym with each letter representing an action. S means specific. Goals should be as accurate as possible so you know when you reach them. They should be measurable. Figure out some form of measurement, such as a specific number of sales. And again, I didn't say I want to grow my business, I want to make a lot more money this year. I said I wanted to grow my business by 100,000. I didn't say I wanted to grow a lot. I said I wanted to grow by 10%. So make it measurable. Make it attainable. Set goals that you can achieve so you don't feel overwhelming defeat if you fall short. Make them relevant. The goals should mesh with all of your overall mission as a company, and they should be timely. Create a deadline for the goal so that you can move forward to the next plan and then keep growing. SMART goals help drive the growth of your brand forward. Third, tap into the power of visual assets. About 90% of the information the brain processes is visual. If you aren't already using visual assets in marketing materials, you're missing out on social media shares and making an impression through other company materials. Keep in mind that images should be relevant to your business. Don't turn to boring stock photos that might also appear on a competitor's site. Instead, show your product or service in action and from varying angles or locations. I found that people share visual assets on social media more often than text alone, so use them to tap into that traffic. A great example of this is last week. I have two kids working for me from Hunterdon Central's Work Readiness Program, and they were bundling medals for Diamond Nation. We get them in bundles of 10, but we have to bundle them in sets of 15 so that Diamond Nation can hand them out to the winning coaches. And the kids had assembled a bunch of these and put them in a box, so I brought the box back to the warehouse. Now, I set it on the floor. Well, we have a shop dog named Sydney. And Sydney went over to the box, grabbed the bundle of medals, and started running around. So all of a sudden, I turn around, and there he is with a bundle of medals in his mouth. It was a cute picture, and I snapped the picture on my phone, and I posted it to Instagram. And I said, Sydney's saying he wants to make the delivery to Diamond Nation this week. And so far, and every day I probably get another 200 likes, this picture of this dog has gotten, just before the show I checked it, over 1,380 likes. The picture's visual. It has a great subject matter in that it's showing a dog. Everybody loves dogs. It shows part of our product, one of the custom medals that we make, and it mentioned both us and the customer. So it's working really well. 1,380 people have liked this photo, and it's a great way to spread the word about who we are. You also want to improve your customer service. And one of the things that I think you can do here is look at every aspect from the first phone call to when a person comes into your showroom to when they pick up their product. Quality customer service helps you build your brand and retain the customers you already have. Refine processes by creating customer service policy and training manuals. Reach out to current customers and ask how you can improve your service to them. One of the best sources of data on your customer service is complaints. If a customer takes time and complains, then there is likely something to be learned from that situation. I got a letter from one of the VPs of our franchise system on Monday, and it said, your team in the subject matter. I'm like, oh, what did we do now? And all it was a four-paragraph letter that a lady had written to him about a job we did last summer and how one store wouldn't service her needs, and here we came out with a very short timeline, finished the project, and then because it was so tight in her being able to pick up the awards, she was able to pick them up at my house. And she was so impressed that we went that extra step that she said that she'd be using us from now on for all of her awards. So always look at your customer service, and no matter how good you think it is, trust me, it can always be better. You want to also offer more employee training. Well-trained employees know how to meet customer needs and are more productive. Now, although it might seem counterintuitive to spend time on training, your entire company benefits from the knowledge gained. Training enables employees to take charge of their careers and is beneficial to your company by creating a well-oiled machine with a knowledgeable staff. The better you treat your employees, the more likely you'll retain your top talent. You want to pool good ideas. Ask for ideas from your workers. Because your employees work directly with your customers and your product, they may have ideas for marketing that you hadn't even thought of. Looking at the product from a fresh perspective often generates some of the best marketing campaigns. Reward employees who come up with a new process or idea that improves sales or saves the company money. Develop a unique selling point or USP. Stand out from the competition by honing in on your USP. What is it that makes your company unique from others in the marketplace? Once you know what makes your business uncommon, develop that aspect of your business even more. Show consumers what you offer that no one else does. We sell varsity jackets in our business. Our price is very competitive, probably about $75 cheaper than everybody else for a better quality coat, and we are able to deliver these jackets in 6 to 8 weeks where everybody else is taking 12 to 14. That's what we're marketing. I can get you a better jacket in less time. Come to me. Drives my competitors nuts. One of my competitors actually came into my store and was complaining, how can you possibly get it done that quickly? And yet, you know, I showed him our sales and delivery times, and he couldn't argue that we were doing a better job. It's his vendor that's dropping the ball, and it's affecting his customer service. You also want to expand your target audience. Now, if you've been in business any length of time, you've likely already figured out who your target audience is. You may even have a buyer persona or two. Pretend characters who represent your typical customers. Expand that target audience by growing its range. I find it helpful to think about related markets where your customers might hang out. What are the complementary businesses that have a tie-in to what you do? Team up with them and advertise one another's products. For instance, a sporting goods store might have contacts with the local Little League teams that I don't have. It would be a great idea for us to partner and work together. It's also a good idea to invest in influencer marketing. I did a show on this a couple weeks ago, and about 39% of marketers increased their influencer marketing budget last year. Influencers tap into your target audience and help reach people that you might otherwise not have any contact with. Influencer marketing is highly effective at reaching both online and local audiences. Seek influencers whose audiences are made up of people that you most want to reach. Work directly with the influencer on creating a campaign, as they know their audience better than you do and understand what they respond to best. Local audiences tend to respond best to micro-celebrities, such as a weatherman or radio personality. Think about the influencers in your area and which ones reach the audience you'd like to get your message to. And don't forget to expand your product line. One way to grow your business is through selling more to the customers you already have. Current happy customers are more likely to buy from you again and spend more than the first time they made a purchase. So expand your product line with new offerings or accessories to go really well. You may want to also consider going green. For those who focus on building a more sustainable world, whether or not your company is green matters. If you want to reach even more potential leads, add a green initiative to your company. Commit to reducing your carbon footprint both in the production process and in your daily operations. Small changes make a big difference, such as adding motion sensor lights in the bathrooms and swapping out disposable plates and cups for reusable ones. Also, increase your marketing efforts. Study which marketing efforts offer the most return on your investment, or ROI, and add a bigger budget in those areas. Now, while it's okay to try new methods, ramping up the ones that have a good ROI lead to a greater chance of success. Which methods work best will depend on your target audience and the niche of your business model. For example, if you sell web hosting services, then your target audience is most likely reached through social media and targeted business advertising. If you install fences, your target audience is homeowners, better reached through a local festival or door hangers. Blow the competition out of the water. If you want to stand out from the competition, you should institute all the strategies that I've listed above and think outside the box and pay attention to which ideas create success for your brand. Over time, the small efforts you make each day to drive brand recognition will grow your company and your pool of customers. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, arrested in London and hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been holed up for about 7 years. He's being extradited to the United States, where he'll face computer hacking conspiracy charges for releasing secret government documents. Getting some reaction now on Capitol Hill, independent senator from Maine Angus King says,
"I think he's been involved in the effectively as an agent of Russian intelligence agencies, and I think we have a vital interest in understanding his role in that process."
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar sparking outrage again, this time for referring to the 9/11 attacks as something that some people did. One of the first two Muslim women elected to the House making the remark last month in L.A. at an event hosted by the Council of American Islamic Relations. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Hunterdon County and beautiful New Jersey, or on the national scene as well. I want to talk about a question that comes up periodically. You spend a lot of time and a lot of money setting up a website, and when you launch it, you're waiting for the analytics to come back. And when will people start going to your website, and how can you get more people to visit your website? And after people have found the website, then how do you improve conversion? So how do you get more people to find your website? And again, you spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of creative time trying to build that perfect website, but you have little to no users. So in order to accomplish your desired goal for the user to interact with your service or purchase your product, there are a few things you can do to increase traffic and hold their attention. The longer the user is on your website, the more likely it is that they will consider your site as a valuable resource, which will improve your conversion rates and your overall success. Now, how do you attract them? The first way is through SEO, and we've talked about this before. It's called search engine optimization. These techniques will increase traffic to your website by catering to Google's formula. So pull together a few different keywords or phrases that speak to your content. Sprinkle them throughout your title, meta descriptions and tags, and content if you so desire. Try to imagine what people type into the search bar to find your website on Google and adjust accordingly. then also word of mouth. Start small by telling all your friends and family about your website. They can help to spread your URL like wildfire. In-person promotion is a personable way to market your website to others and articulate your goals for the website. If people know what you have to offer, they are usually more likely to be interested. So try making new business cards to hand out with the website title front and center. If you open up a dog training website, for instance, tell these people to subscribe to your newsletters to learn more and drop off cards at vet hospitals, doggy daycares, and or animal shelters. Information that is passed in person is much more likely to be absorbed, especially when you give people something tangible to remember you by. Advertising on social media is another good way to get people to go to your website. The next step is to open accounts for the website. Now, if you don't already have them, humans are extremely visual beings, and in today's day and age, people share content on every platform possible. So be sure to add links in any post to your website and highlight any important pages or content on the homepage of your social media accounts. Consider your target audience when making accounts and posting information. Adding this tip will immediately improve your traffic. You can even pay to advertise on these platforms to target certain users. Have you noticed that when you search for dogs for sale on Google, Facebook has pet-related advertisements on the right-hand sidebar? Each platform offers a very unique strategy to reach your users, but it may cost you. Some social media platforms include, but are not limited to, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, and Reddit, offering incentives. Now, it may sound dubious, but people do respond very well to giveaways, promotions, deals, and free resources or items. Offering something to your users attracts more to them. Your traffic will also boom when another popular website advertises yours. There are certain websites that compile websites doing giveaways for this particular reason. In today's economy, people are always trying to save or get what they want for free. It does not have to be a tangible item or free money. It can even be education. If users see that this website is offering something like $10 off your first dog training consultation, they are more likely to take the bait, and your website's traffic can improve. These deals can be included in the website description and marketed on social media accounts as well. Now, how do you increase the conversion rate? The first is to attract the right audience. This is the hardest part because everybody wants everybody to come see their website. But if you want your users to stay on your website to accomplish a goal, you have to attract those with the same intent. For example, you should be advertising to dog owners and personal dog Instagram profiles if you want users to purchase dog toys. Build a brand, stick with it, and open up a brand ambassador program to attract more of the same followers and customers that accomplish your goal. Many users are willing to be brand ambassadors for a small discount or deal, so you will not spend any extra money on marketing. Have a mobile-friendly website. This is key. Many users access websites on their smartphones, so having a mobile-friendly website is essential. Everything needs to function and appear seamless, or it will drive away your users that click on your site. If you are trying to acquire more subscribers or sell goods when you enter the homepage, these platforms need to be easily accessed and front and center. Attending a physical place and improving the conversion rate and purchasing merchandise might be the goal of your website and for improving the conversion rate. If you have an office or location associated with a website, Yelp, maps, and addresses must also be clear if you want users to appear in person. Don't forget to ask for feedback. There are many ways you can go about getting feedback to figure out why your website has a low conversion rate. You can survey your users with a quick question and answer pop-up. This can show you the demographics of those visiting the website and why they have not made a purchase or interacted with your website. It is important not to bombard the user with in-your-face marketing techniques like pop-ups constantly, or they will leave very quickly and never come back. Be subtle, be polite, set a timer per user. If they stay on the page for more than 2 to 5 minutes, set an automated survey to pop up. You can also pay people to test and review your website and content instead of surveying random users. It's worth it to seek professional help to test your website and track your traffic with Google Analytics. Facebook is the only way that you can do this. And try affiliate marketing. If you are financially able, paying other websites to advertise your business or product works too. Affiliate marketing has become increasingly popular, especially with social media platforms. When you fund another well-known site or public figure to promote you, people will be seeking out that specific product or interaction. For example, if Miley Cyrus posts promoting your dog toy, people will instantly be looking for the same dog toy on your website, greatly improving the conversion rate. All of these tips and tricks can help out local businesses, blogs, and corporations to attract more users to accomplish the main goal of directing the user to do exactly what you want them to do. When your users are happy, you will be more satisfied with the outcomes of your website. So hopefully, if you're looking for more traffic, these tips will help. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Here's a quick question for you, and by the way, you lucky dog, welcome back to another edition of Taking Care of Business. Who is your audience? Now, once you start reaching the right audience, you will see positive marketing results and increased business growth. But who is your audience? Now, if you were to pull an analytics report on your social media followers and website visitors, what would it show? Would it show the audience you are trying to target? Would the report tell you that your ideal customers are following you? So let's talk about the importance of finding your target audience. Now, finding and targeting the right audience for your business is an important part of your marketing strategy. There's no sense in spending time and money trying to target everyone. That strategy will end up in frustrating and disappointing marketing and business results. You need to decide who you are trying to target and then tailor your products, services, and marketing strategy towards their needs. When you know who you are trying to target and your marketing strategy is geared towards that audience, your marketing results will improve. So, for instance, if you own a dress shop, why would you target your advertising towards men between the ages of 18 and 65? Granted, some men might buy apparel for their wives or their girlfriends or something like that, but is that truly the person that you want to be targeting? Sometimes people say we got to cast a broad net, and I'm going to tell you that's wrong. If you own a dress shop, a women's clothing shop, wouldn't it be better served for you to target your audience to women, particularly women that have money to spend on clothing? So that would be the 18 to 65 demographic or 18 to 45 demographic. Why else is targeting the right audience important? Well, because ultimately you want to engage with your audience. You want them to trust your brand, feel comfortable voicing feedback, and have confidence that you will respond to their needs. But how do you engage with an audience that you don't know? You can't. Which is why it is crucial to know who your target audience is and when you meet their needs. If you know your audience, you can interact with them in personalized ways, offer products and services that they're looking for, and then gain their trust. They will come to you because you offer services that they are interested in, and they will choose to stay because you are meeting their needs. So to find the target audience, targeting the right audience starts with you. Start by asking what products and services you provide. Then decide who will benefit from those products and services. That is your target audience. Once you start reaching the right audience, you will see positive marketing results and increased business growth. So again, you know, don't market to everybody. There's no need for that if you have a niche product. Something like if you were the inventor of the Rubik's Cube, yeah, and go to everybody. That's something that anybody can use. But a women's dress shop, it's probably better just to market towards women. So again, don't waste time trying to be all things to all people. Find your niche and then stay there. Let's talk about some need to know. We talk a lot here at Taking Care of Business on digital marketing, on social media marketing and things like that. And sometimes I think we have to take a breath and look back and make sure that everybody knows what the heck we're talking about. So there are a couple of need to know digital marketing acronyms for small businesses that unless you're a computer guy or girl, you might not be familiar with, but should be. So these are terms and definitions that you're going to want to commit to memory, and you'll definitely have your feet in the water when it comes to SEO and digital marketing. Now, online marketing is an acronym-rich world and can be pretty confusing when you're new. As a business owner, you need to be able to get up to speed on all the right lingo so that you can make good choices for your brand moving forward. Don't worry, we have them all decoded here, and we'll go over them now. So here's 8 marketing acronyms that you're going to hear all the time and should know a little bit about what they do. The first is SEO, or Search Engine Optimization. Now, SEO is the process of making your website more visible to users in their online searches and ultimately improving the quality and quantity of visitors to your site. It is arguably the backbone of modern online marketing efforts. LSEO is what we call local search engine optimization. Now, it's similar to SEO, but it's local search. It's all about catching the attention of consumers who are looking for an immediate solution to their wants or needs. This is a method of driving traffic directly to your door when they're most likely to purchase. So SEO might be the word trophies. Now, if I say trophies near me, by using location, a person might find a trophy store in Flemington, a trophy store in Clinton, or something like that. But that's the local side. If you're in New Jersey and you say trophies, you might get somebody who's paid a ton of money out in Wichita who, and certainly would ship anywhere, but that's not who you wanted to do business with. You wanted a local trophy shop. So that's where LSEO or local search engine optimization comes in. Then there's SERP, S-E-R-P, which is your search engine results page. A search engine results page is what someone sees when they put keywords into a query in Google or another search engine. The higher you rank in search, the more visible your brand becomes. Next is pay-per-click, or PPC. This is the kind of advertising where you create an advertisement and pay a fee each time that the ad is clicked. Facebook ads are an example of this. Pay-per-click is often used in combination with more organic methods of driving traffic to your website. And as Russ from SCG said, you always have to have a CTA, or call to action. Now, at some point, you have to ask people to engage with you, whether that means contacting your company directly, purchasing a product, or leaving a comment. When you say, click this link, that's an appeal for immediate action. Then there's the CTR, which is the click-through rate. When you create a post for a blog, send out an email, or create an ad, you need a way of determining whether or not it's any good at attracting attention. Your click-through rate tells you how many people actually click the link you provide. And then, of course, your BR, or the bounce rate. You can get people's attention pretty easily, but you may not always keep it. A bounce rate is the number of people who click on your web page or site and then immediately leave again. And your CR is your conversion rate. How persuasive are your ads or posts? Your conversion rate is one of the most important performance indicators you have because it tells you how many people actually follow through on a suggested action. And, of course, you want to take the time to commit these terms to memory so you'll definitely have your feet in the water when it comes to SEO. Once you get started, however, remember that this is just the beginning. Like SEO itself, learning the lingo is an ever-evolving process. But at the very least, some of those terms with regards to call to action, pay-per-click, search engine results, SEO, the click-through rates, these are the basics that you're going to need to know. And if you're doing certain web marketing, whatever platform you're on will have that for you, but you're going to need to know what it is so you understand what it does. All right, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterandChamberRadio.com. What to do? What's our next story here? Let's talk about customer contact for a minute. You know, the title of the story is called Selling Is What Selling Does, but more precisely, let's talk about why and how your customers contact you and how you need to contact them in return if you want to gain any love and keep their business. The need to contact a consumer on his or her own terms through his or her own preferred channel. Now today, consumers expect incredible UX, UI design on your site for instant answers. And if they're especially keen to work with you and can't find an answer to a question or their product of choice in less than a few seconds, they'll reach out through social media and or chat. So let's dive into today's mindset and what consumers expect from company communication in the here and now. A little comparison between then and now to see what's changed and what stayed the same in the last 5 years. So you need to first understand how people make connections with your business. Back in 2014, social media reigned as the top internet activity in which Americans spent an average of 37 minutes a day on social media, higher than any other major internet activity, including email. In just half a decade's time, Americans have tripled the amount of time they spend on social media to 116 minutes per day, nearly all of it on mobile devices. In just half, so overall time spent on mobile devices in some fashion or another has also increased to an incredible 3 hours, 35 minutes each day. I wonder why my battery won't charge. People have never been more connected, and they've never been more disconnected, but they've never had more options on how they choose to connect with you. Now, you have to recognize how consumers prefer to interact. Actual person-to-person contact over the phone is not their favorite method. In fact, the number of consumers willing to deal with a live customer service rep over the phone has dropped 10% in the last 2 years alone. More than half of the consumers out there, 57%, would rather avoid voice contact with a customer service rep altogether. Who can blame them, really? Why go through the hassle of sitting on hold to get a live human and potentially answering a bunch of tedious questions when what you really need to learn can be accomplished through a quick text, tweet, or chat? I know that my minutes as a business owner are precious, and I don't want to devote any more of them than necessary to looking for information. This is one case in point where I can't believe that almost everyone out there is just like me. Where convenience once meant walking less than a block to a store that would sell you a gallon of milk when needed, today that block of walking isn't even on the consumer's mind. Consumers want to know where they can get exactly what they want at this precise moment in time. If you've got milk, prove it. Perhaps that's why consumers are rapidly growing fonder of artificial intelligence or AI solutions like chatbots, which appeal to consumers because they're fast and efficient for simple issues. 45% of consumers don't really care if they get their answers from a live human or not, so long as the answers are readily available on their terms. And you need to learn to meet the customer on the customer's terms. Good customer service isn't optional if you want to stay in business. With today's increasingly global market and the broad availability of goods and services, customer service is the number one way you can differentiate your brand from the competition. Learning to use your customer's contact method of choice is part of that good customer service. You can't sell a consumer on your product or services if you aren't willing to respect their time and chosen method of communication. In other words, if someone calls you, you call them back. If they email you, then you email them back. And if they text you, you text them back. Meet your customers with immediacy and respect their method of communication. Responding to a customer service complaint via email by disregarding the problem and immediately asking for a phone call or bypassing the email response altogether and calling the customer directly to resolve the issue will only result in bad reviews. Take, for example, the fact that 78% of the time when people complain to a brand on Twitter, They expect a response within 1 hour. If the response to their question fits in the tweet, the odds are good they expect a tweet in return, not an email or directions on how to contact a live customer service agent. If they had the time or inclination to call customer service, they would have already done it. So think of it this way. If you contact a brand via phone, how would you feel if they chose to send you a tweet in response? You wouldn't do that to your customers, right? So get real instinctively. You realize that it's not what the customer wants or expects, so why would you be doing the opposite? Sell your brand by making yourself available. Years ago, I said, do you want more customers? Then be available to your customers. Be active on Facebook. Interact on Twitter. Include your email address or a contact form for the entire upcoming generation of potential customers that haven't grown up talking on the phone for hours. None of that advice has changed. In fact, it's intensified in its importance. If you want to sell me on your brand, sell me on your service. Show me that you value my time and my choices. Demonstrate that you have concern for your customers as part of the core values of your brand. Be smart. Reach me the way that I expect to be reached. That's the only way I'll get the message that you really want to send. So, again, just it doesn't make sense if a person sends you an email that you'll call them, email them back. They're already telling you, this is how I want to connect with you. In sports, in the NBA, Magic Johnson announced he's stepping down as president of the Lakers. The NHL playoffs have begun. In NASCAR news, Kyle Busch won last week's Food City 500 at Bristol. This week, the teams traveled to Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400 Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on Fox. Last Monday, the Virginia Cavaliers defeated Texas Tech for their first-ever NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. On the women's side, Baylor defeated Notre Dame. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. For more information about me and my businesses, visit www.JimGaneau.com. I'm Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction from members of Congress to the news that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Senator Joe Manchin is hoping there can be some sort of resolution now.
I'm glad. Tickled to death. Yeah, I'm glad that we finally got that. We can get some facts and get the truth out. Maybe we can help put an end to all this stuff.
A London court will now decide on a U.S. extradition request. One person is dead and more than a dozen were injured after a gas line explodes in Durham, North Carolina. It happened Wednesday, just minutes after an office human resources manager sent an email warning about a smell of gas in the building. Deputy Fire Chief Chris Iannuzzi speaking to reporters on Thursday.
There was one fatality, the owner of the Caffeinate coffee shop, and we want to express our condolences to the family and the friends of him because we know this is a very difficult time for them.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro Loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
FlightAware says more than 550 flights have been delayed, while an additional 450 are canceled due to a major spring storm that could dump more than 2 feet of snow to the plains. Blizzard-like conditions in Minnesota have these people saying enough's enough.
Horrible, to be honest. I didn't expect the weather to change so quickly. Horrible.
They've officially changed channels at U.S. military bases around the world. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
TVs in all public areas on U.S. military bases are now showing sports rather than news. Stars and Stripes broke the story, saying TVs in military food courts, customer service centers, malls, and other commons areas on bases